Chapter 2. Yotarihan. It is hot. A bunker sits in a remote location in the middle of the desert while Syrian military guards, armed with Uzis, stand on guard at the only entrance to the compound. A black hovercopter sets down in front of the facility, stirring up a cyclone of sand and dust. The copter pilot gets out and opens the door for his boss, Dieter Baxman, who slickly climbs out of the copter and puts on some dark shades. He's dressed casually in khaki pants and a tan short-sleeved shirt, appropriate for the dry, acrid heat. But despite his attire, there's no mistaking his importance. He wipes his sweaty brow with a fine hemp hanky pulled from his pant pocket.
"Damn heat,"
he mumbles under his breath. The guards immediately welcome Dieter as an escort arrives, bringing him to the bowels of the bunker. The secret population control agency earlier converted a previous stronghold of Syrian rebels into the present-day bunker. The bunker is made of super concrete, which is both soundproof and bombproof. Dieter makes his way down the staircase into a chamber with zero pressure before he enters a corridor. At the other end, a Middle Eastern man wearing a white lab coat greets Dieter.
"Dr. Baxman, I'm Dr. Nasir. I trust you found the flight acceptable."
Dieter offers his hand to shake. "This country is damn hot."
"You'll get used to it. At any rate, the bunker has climate control, so I'm sure you'll find it quite comfortable."
"Can we get on with it? I want to fly out of here later today."
"Of course.
I think that you will be most impressed."
Dr. Nasser comes to another chamber, where he scans his wrist, and a sequence of doors open, one after the other.
"We can't be too careful," he says.
A series of floor-to-ceiling cells, completely sealed in clear polycarbonate, fills the other room. In the first cell, a man sits on the floor, looking terrified.
"Who's he?"
Dieter asks.
"A volunteer."
The volunteer is really a detainee held without charge or trial. The man has no idea what to expect.
"Watch this," the doctor says.
When he presses a green button on the front of the cell, a fine mist discharges from the ceiling, and the man begins to scream, covering his face to protect himself.
"It will take 24 hours to take effect."
"What about the vaccine?"
"We have a control group as well. We found it very successful. Less than 1% suffer any sort of allergic reaction."
"Excellent," Dieter says. "Can I see more?"
"Of course. I've saved the best for last."
In the subsequent chambers, there are men that have been intentionally infected with the virus, although in several stages of the disease. The first cells contain men who look like they have the flu. Some have vomited or soiled themselves. Others appear to have a fever and are lying on the floor in an agitated sleep. But as they pass more and more chambers, Dieter sees the evolution of the virus. Each volunteer becomes more and more aggressive. When he reaches the final cell, the remnants of the man are nothing short of monstrous. The wild and aggressive man lunges at Dieter when he sees him, the thick glass protecting Dieter from the attack.
"How long does it take to get to this stage?"
Dieter asks Dr. Nasser, never taking his eye off the test subject.
7 days.
"Mm-hmm,"
Dieter says.
"Watch this."
The dividing wall between the last two cells opens, so that the two cellmates are now standing face to face. Within minutes, they tear each other apart. Dieter smiles with satisfaction.
"Most impressive," Dieter says. "I think we're ready."